Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're joined now by Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, it's good to have you on with us again. I really admire how you've so patiently and thoroughly explained the changing information through this pandemic and dealt with all the crazy politics and stayed true to your mission. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
How likely is it that we will have to get the same company's booster shot that provided our initial vaccination?
It is preferable that that be the case because we have the most data on the particular product that any individual would have gotten. However, we are doing studies right now called mix and match studies, which means we're testing the safety and the immunogenicity, which would predict efficacy, on starting off with one regimen and then giving the boost with the other. Even though that's not preferable, it's important for us to get that information just in case people are in a situation where they can't have access to the original product that they were vaccinated with. So we want to give them maximum flexibility. We're recommending that people go with their original product, but we're doing studies to figure out if it's safe and effective in case we have to do another route and mix and match.
Is it going to be 6 months or 8 months or 28 days after our last shot that'll be optimum for a booster?
It's certainly not going to be 28 days because the original determination on the data started off saying that it would likely be, practically speaking, 8 months. The recommendation from the advisory committee to the FDA used the six-month mark. But when the recommendation finally gets through for practical implementation purposes, it very likely will be given a range, namely that you can do it anywhere from X months to Y months. That may be 5 to 9, 6 to 8. We're not sure right now, but it will very unlikely be a very strict date. But there will be a flexibility within a range of a few months.
Could a new booster from vaccine makers months from now be one that's formulated to be more effective against new variants or a winter surge than what we have currently?
Well, right now, the answer to your question is everything is on the table. We are working to get variant-specific boosters. But the good news is that what we did is when we did the booster studies with the original vaccines that we had been using, which were not specifically directed against the variant, that booster markedly enhanced the protection against all of the variants that we're dealing with. So it very well may be that we won't have to keep changing vaccines to follow and go after each individual variant, that if you get a high enough response in general, it will spill over to all of the variants.
Is Delta making people sicker, or is it just more contagious?
Well, it certainly is more contagious. That's for sure. There's no doubt about that. There are some studies that indicate that the rate of hospitalization, at least among adults, for people who are infected with Delta, has increased, which would suggest it's a little bit more virulent. But the real formal overwhelming proof is not there yet. So it could be, and it is likely that it may be, a little bit more serious, but the one thing we are absolutely sure of is that it transmits much more readily.
The weather here is turning cooler. We'll be inside more. What's your advice on eating inside restaurants or going to indoor theaters or concert venues?
Well, the first and most important thing is to get vaccinated. I mean, vaccination makes you much, much more safe. When you're in it right now, particularly since we are in a situation where the number of cases, we're still at around 140,000 to 150,000 new cases per day. So in such circumstances, the CDC recommends that when you are in indoor situations and you are in a region with a high dynamic of infection, even if you're vaccinated, it is recommended that you wear a mask. So in the situations that you just mentioned, even if vaccinated, it would be much more safe to continue to wear a mask.
The CDC advisors, as you know, Dr. Fauci, are meeting Wednesday and Thursday to discuss boosters. What are you hoping comes out of that meeting?
Well, I think it will very likely reflect what the decision was by the advisors to the FDA, which means individuals 65 years of age and older would be getting a third boost. And those who are 18 to 64, who have underlying conditions that make it more likely that they will have a serious outcome if they're infected, and those whose occupational or institutional situation puts them at a greater risk for getting exposed and infected.
If you had COVID, how does that affect your need for a booster and the timing for one, or does it?
Well, we know that you have a degree of protection against the virus if you've been already infected and recovered. There's no doubt about that. We don't know what the duration of that protection is. And so the CDC is recommending individuals who were infected to continue to be vaccinated according to the recommendations of the rest of the population, because if you are infected previously and recover and get vaccinated, you dramatically increase your degree of protection, even more so than a doubly vaccinated person. Generally, when you should get it after is, you know, they say a minimum of 1 month, but up to 3 months or more after.
I see. Regarding Pfizer's announcement about kids 5 to 11, do you suspect Moderna and Johnson & Johnson will also find that their vaccines will be safe and effective in young children?
There's no reason to believe that that is not the case. You only have to prove it by doing it. But I would be very surprised if the vaccines that you're talking about are not also safe and effective in children.
A couple of quick things before we let you go. First, these breakthrough cases are so rare. Wouldn't it send a better, more accurate message to the public if you referred to them as outlier cases instead of breakthroughs? I don't want to tell you what to do, but but it's really an outlier, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but there are a number of them that are occurring. So the general thing that people understand is that it breaks through the vaccination protection. But I think I don't think we're going to be able to change that name very soon.
I just wanted to ask you, I just want to say one last thing. You must be doing research 24/7. I know you answer emails well after midnight, and you have to keep up with the latest data. How often does your wife say, Tony, would you please put away those papers so we can go for a walk and get some dinner?
No, she's very supportive and understands the very special situation we're in right now.
Dr. Fauci, good to talk to you. Thanks for making time for us. I know you consider the country your patient, so thank you for taking good care of us. We're a difficult patient sometimes, I know. And I hope you can get away to Chicago one of these days and eat at one of our great Italian restaurants.
I would look forward to it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Take care.